that he likes a human being when he weeps, when he acknowledges the mistake that he has made. Only the group of prophets are infallible. They are ma'asoom. They will not commit a sin. Other than the prophets, there is no one that is ma'asoom. Everyone makes a mistake. Sometimes a minor mistake, and sometimes a major mistake, sometimes mistake upon mistakes. But when a person acknowledges that he has made a mistake, he has broken the command of Allah, at that time, out of regret, out of guilt, out of shame, out of remorse, this person weeps in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a time when that person is very close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He is liked by Allah Rabbul Izzat at that certain time. Faqih Abu Layth Samarkandi has mentioned in Tanbihul Ghafileen that when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam was sent in this world, at the same time Shaitan was sent. And Shaitan was the test. That is the external enemy of the human being that pushes a human being further away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh Allah, if this shaitan is in my pursuit at all times, it will be impossible for my people, for my nation to protect themselves." So Allah Rabbul Izzat says to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, "I will depute guards that will protect the human beings, known as the angels. If there were no angels in this world, deputed by Allah to protect the human being from the mischief of the creations, this human being will not remain on this land. They will be attacked by the jinnat at all times. They will be attacked by the ifrit at all times. They will be attacked by the iblis at all times. But because of these guards that Allah has deputed, there is some safety from the mischief of the other creations that we cannot see." Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Oh Allah, can you give something more? Can you give something more? Some more security. Something stronger for protection." And Allah Rabbul Izzat says that if the human being does one good deed, I will reward him tenfold. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. And if he makes one sin, commits one sin, breaks my command, I will treat him with justice and adl. I will not increase the punishment. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says, "Oh Allah, something else for my satisfaction, for the satisfaction of humanity." And Allah Rabbul Izzat says, as long as the human being is breathing and the soul is connected with the body, when he turns towards me out of regret and out of shame, acknowledging the mistake that he has made, I will forgive him. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam says, anything else, O Allah, for my satisfaction? Then Allah Rabbul Izzat says to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That, O my servants, those servants that have transgressed against themselves, not addressing a normal human being that is obedient, but addressing those people that have broken the command of Allah with such beautiful words, with words that indicate and release a hint of compassion. Ya ibadi, O my servants, that have transgressed against themselves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not become despondent. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah will forgive every sin that you have committed. As long as it is not infidelity, it is not kufr, it is not shirk, Allah will forgive everything. That's why Hazrat Abu Bakr Wasti, rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that if we study the Quran and the Hadith, we come to know that one of the weakness of a human being is خُلِكَ الْإِنسَانِ عَجُولًا. Allah has mentioned the weaknesses of a human being. And one of the weaknesses is ajula. He is very haste. He is very haste. So that's why in Islam we are ordered by the Quranic injunctions and by the teachings of the Prophet that we should be very calm when we make a decision. If we make a decision too quick, the result will not be positive. It will not be beneficial. But Abu Bakr Wasti rahmatullah alayhi says that there are a few occasions in life where we should act quickly, haste. Number one, when the mustahab time starts of a prayer, we should turn towards prayer. We should be haste. There is a mustahab time. Of course, there is a time that has been mentioned in the books of fiqh, that this is the starting time and this is the end time. But what is the mustahab time, the best time to pray that certain particular prayer? We should be haste. The second, when the person has passed away, the mayyat has been washed, then we should immediately concentrate upon the janazah of that mayyat and the burial of that mayyat. We should not delay the burial of that person that has passed away. And the reason that has been given by the Prophet of Allah is very, very sensible, very, very beautiful, based upon hikmah and wisdom. That human being that has passed away, he will be good in the eyes of Allah, or he will be bad in the eyes of Allah. And if he is good in the eyes of Allah, why do we stop his entrance into Jannah? Because Jannah is better than this world. So quickly bury him so he can see his true destination and he can start to experience the bliss and the bounty of Akhirah. And if he's a bad person, every bad person that is in this world, when he commits a sin, it does not only affect him, it affects the people around him. It even affects the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, because due to his sin and his evil and vice, Allah Rabbul Izzat stops the rains, stops the vegetation, stops the barakat in the sustenance, and the animals that cannot speak, they are affected by this. So if a person is bad, quickly remove him from this world, so his evil does not affect the creation of this land, and he can see his destination. And the third thing that has been mentioned, that we should be very haste, that when a sin is committed, when a person breaks the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, immediately turn towards Allah through the channel of Tawbah. A person should be haste. A person should not procrastinate, should not hesitate, should not prolong. Immediately turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat.